All right, welcome in everyone to the deep dive. We're taking a trip today, heading down south to the heart of Louisiana.
Louisiana, always an interesting place to be, legally speaking at least.
Exactly. And we're diving into a Louisiana Supreme Court case, Aucoin v. Southern Quality Homes. It all boils down to, well, you buy a mobile home and it's got some, shall we say, surprises.
Surprises you definitely don't want when you're investing in a place to call home.
No kidding. So we're really going to unpack how Louisiana handles this kind of situation, a legal concept called redhibition. It's all about consumer protection, Louisiana style, especially when you're dealing with something as important as a home. Think of this as, I don't know, a crash course in how Louisiana law protects buyers when those big purchases turn out to be, well, lemons.
Perfect way to put it. And for anyone listening out there, whether you're knee-deep in law school, grappling with civil law, or just someone who wants to understand their rights as a consumer, this case is a goldmine. We've got all sorts of sources lined up, case briefs, legal analyses, the works, all laser-focused on this one pivotal decision. Our goal today, really simple. We're going to extract those key takeaways. When can a manufacturer be held responsible for defective product? And what can a buyer in Louisiana do when they find themselves stuck with a lemon, especially a lemon of a house?
So let's start with this term, redhibition. Probably not a word you hear every day unless you're hanging out in Louisiana
Park. I know, it's not exactly a cocktail party conversation.
But in this case, it's the crux of the matter. What redhibition boils down to is this, and we're talking Louisiana Civil Code Article 2520 here. It gives a buyer a way out, a legal remedy, when what they bought has hidden flaws, and not just any flaws. We're talking serious problems that either make the thing completely unusable or, let's be honest, problems so big that you wouldn't have bought it in the first place if you'd known. Think of redhibition, again, rooted in Article 2520 of the Louisiana Civil Code, as the legal right to say, nope, not what I signed up for, I want a refund or a price reduction because this thing is either broken or fundamentally different from what I was promised.
And the fascinating part is, this is really where we see the distinct flavor of Louisiana's civil law tradition shine through. You know, in many other states, we'd be talking about the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC, with its implied warranty of merchantability, which basically means the thing you buy should work the way it's supposed to.
Right, the idea that you're getting what you paid for.
Exactly. Yeah. But while both systems aim to protect buyers' redhibition, it's Louisiana's unique legal tool for tackling these lemon situations, like you said. It's Louisiana's way of ensuring fairness in the marketplace, their own special brand of consumer protection. Louisiana doing things their own way, as always.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics of Aucoin. Rewind the clock to 2001. Kelly Aucoin decides he wants a mobile home, buys a package deal, the home plus the land from Southern Quality Homes. Total cost,
yeah.
$93,000. $980.
A pretty hefty sum.
Definitely. But here's the catch. Southern Quality Homes, they didn't actually build the mobile home. It was manufactured by Dynasty Homes back in January of 2000 and then shipped to the seller.
Okay, so already we've got two players in this story, the seller and the manufacturer. And that's going to be important later on.
Absolutely. But even before Aucoin even steps foot in this mobile home, there's a pre-delivery inspection. And guess what? They find some defects.
Uh-oh, this is where it starts to go south, right? You got it. But Southern Quality Homes, they assure Aucoin, hey, no worries, these are just minor issues, we'll get them fixed right up.
Famous last words, maybe?
Well, yeah, because what happens after the sale is a whole other story. It's not minor at all. It's like a cascade of problems, moisture, you've got mold growing, even structural defects popping up. And get this, between August 2001 and February 2002, Aucoin documents a whopping 69 repair requests.
69? That's not just a few hiccups. That's basically saying the whole house is a lemon.
Yeah, far from what you'd call livable. So, of course, Aucoin takes legal action. He files a lawsuit, wants to undo the sale entirely. That's the legal term rescission. And he wants damages, wants to be compensated for the mess. And, of course, he wants his legal fees covered.
Makes perfect sense. So when this case lands in the lap of the Louisiana Supreme Court, they've got some pretty big legal questions to untangle.
Oh, yeah, some real head scratchers. One of the biggies was this idea of solidary liability. The question was, are both the seller, Southern Quality Homes, and the manufacturer, Dynasty Homes, are they both on the hook for this mess, jointly and individually? That's where Louisiana Civil Code Article 1794 comes in, the one about obligations and multiple parties. Think of it like co-signing a loan. If one person doesn't pay, the lender can go after either one of them for the full amount.
So in this case, if solidary liability applies, Aucoin could potentially go after either Southern Quality Homes or Dynasty Homes for the full amount he's owed, or he could even go after both. You wouldn't have to divide up the responsibility or chase each one down for a piece of the pie.
Exactly. And then there's the question of damages. Can Aquin get compensated not only for the mobile home itself, which is obviously a wreck, but also for all the related expenses? Things like he had to prepare the land for the mobile home. That costs money. Then there's the emotional distress, the whole ordeal, the stress, the anxiety. That takes a toll. And of course, the interest he's been paying on his loan for this mobile home. That's basically unlivable. Can he get compensated for all of
that? That's kind of moving parts there.
Yeah. But maybe the most important question for us today is this. What about the manufacturer's direct responsibility to the buyer under Redhibition? Does Dynasty Homes, the company that built the mobile home, do they owe Kelly Aquin anything directly, even though he technically bought it from Southern Quality Homes? And that brings Louisiana Civil Code Article 2545 front and center, the one that deals with the seller's knowledge of defects. Did Southern Quality Homes know about the problems? And if they did, does that knowledge somehow transfer to Dynasty Homes? Or does a similar kind of direct liability exist for manufacturers?
It's like a chain of responsibility. Who knew what and when did they know it?
Exactly. So let's get to the Louisiana Supreme Court's decision, and we'll start with the majority opinion written by Justice Victory. The court, they were pretty clear on this direct manufacturer liability issue. They said, yes, Dynasty, as the manufacturer, is directly responsible to Aquin for those defects, the ones that were already there when the mobile home was delivered to Southern Quality Homes, the seller. And the court leaned heavily on a legal principle here, the presumption of knowledge of manufacturing defects.
Okay, wait, pause right there. Presumption of knowledge. Can we break that down? What does that actually mean for a buyer like Aquin?
Sure. So the presumption of knowledge, it basically means the law assumes that manufacturers, the people who actually build the thing, they know about any defects that are baked into their manufacturing process. It's a kind of built-in responsibility.
It makes sense when you think about it. They designed it, they built it, they should know how it works, and they should know if there's something wrong with how it was made.
Exactly. And like it says in the standard legal brief on this case, the manufacturer is presumed to know about defects in their products. So for a buyer in Louisiana, the law starts with the assumption that the manufacturer knew about those hidden problems. And that can be huge for a buyer's case. It can create a kind of strict liability for the manufacturer, meaning they're responsible, period, if those defects cause problems for the buyer down the line.
So no wiggle room for Dynasty to say, oh, we didn't know about those problems. The law says, tough luck, you should have.
Right. So the court says Dynasty is liable. They also agree with the lower court's finding of solidary liability, which means both Southern Quality Homes and Dynasty, they're both responsible for those defects. And what about the money? What does the court actually award Aquin?
Well, the majority, they order Dynasty to give Aquin back the original purchase price for the mobile home plus interest. They also say he can recover any reasonable expenses he had that were directly related to the sale of the mobile home. And importantly, they tack on reasonable attorney fees.
Attorney fees, that's a big deal, because those can really add up.
Oh yeah, they can make or break a case sometimes. And usually, courts will award attorney fees if they think the seller or manufacturer knew about the defects but tried to hide them from the buyer. So in this case, it seems like the court was sending a message that they weren't happy with someone's behavior, whether it was Southern Quality Homes or Dynasty Homes, or maybe both.
But remember, Aquin, he wanted more than just the cost of the mobile home back. What about all those other expenses, like the land prep and the emotional distress?
Right, right. So this is where the court draws a line. They deny Aquin's claim for the money he spent getting the land ready for the mobile home. They also say no to the damages for his mental anguish, what they call non-pecuniary damages. Their reasoning was there wasn't enough evidence to show that Dynasty Homes knew or should have known their shoddy work would cause Aquin emotional harm.
So they're basically saying you can't blame Dynasty for your stress.
Yeah, basically. And they also made a point of saying that the land itself wasn't rendered useless because of the defects in the mobile home. It was the mobile home that was the problem, not the land.
So the land still had value, even if the thing sitting on it was falling apart.
Exactly. And, you know, this is where that distinction between movable and immovable property comes into play, which is a big deal in Louisiana law. The mobile home, that's movable property. The land, that's immovable. And that distinction, it makes a difference when you're talking about Redhibition.
Right. The court's saying the main problem was with the mobile home, the movable thing. And even though that obviously affected Aquin's enjoyment of the land, it didn't actually make the land itself worthless.
So the land prep costs, those were seen as like a side effect of the problem with the mobile home, not a direct result of it.
Okay, but what about Justice Knoll? She wrote the dissenting opinion. Did she disagree with everything the majority decided?
Well, no, not entirely. Justice Knoll agreed with the big finding, that Dynasty, as the manufacturer, was responsible for the defects in the mobile home. She agreed that the evidence showed the mobile home was delivered with some serious flaws and that those flaws came from how it was made. But where she differed was on the issue of those non-pecuniary damages, the $25,000 the trial court had originally awarded to O'Coin for his mental pain and suffering.
So she thought O'Coin should have gotten something for all the stress he went through.
Right. Her argument was that Dynasty Homes acted in bad faith, that they basically tried to hide the real extent of the moisture and ceiling problems. And she said that because they did that, it directly led to O'Coin's emotional distress.
So she's saying they knew it was bad, they didn't come clean, and that made the situation even worse for O'Coin.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Justice Knoll argued that in these kinds of cases where a manufacturer acts in bad faith, the court should award damages for mental anguish. She said it was crucial to really drive home the point that consumer protection is serious business and that manufacturers can be held accountable not just for the defective product itself, but also for the emotional harm they cause when they try to sweep problems under the rug.
It's interesting to see that difference in perspective, how the majority and the dissent interpret the law and what they prioritize.
For sure. And it really highlights a tension that you often see in legal decisions. Do you stick to a very strict reading of the law, or do you take a broader view that considers the intent behind the law and what the law is ultimately trying to achieve?
Right. In this case, the majority, they focused on what they saw as a more direct link between the defect and the harm. They wanted clear evidence that Dynasty knew their product would cause emotional distress. But the dissent, they were more concerned with holding manufacturers accountable for what they saw as bad behavior, and they thought the law should recognize and provide a remedy for the very real emotional impact of that behavior.
Like two sides of the same coin, different ways of looking at the same problem.
So let's do a quick recap. What are the big takeaways from O'Coin v. Southern Quality Homes? What are the big ideas our listeners should walk away with?
First and foremost, manufacturers in Louisiana, they have a direct responsibility for defects in their products. And that responsibility starts the minute the product leaves the factory. And Redhibition, it's a powerful tool for buyers who discover those defects. It gives them legal options, a way to get some recourse.
But there are limits, right?
Absolutely. It's not a blank check.
Yep.
Especially when you're talking about non-economic damages, things like emotional distress. If you want to get compensated for those kinds of harms, you generally have to prove that the manufacturer knew or should have known their product would cause that kind of distress.
So document everything and be prepared to show a clear link between the defect and the harm.
Exactly.
In this case, O'Coin v. Southern Quality Homes, it's a landmark decision for understanding how Louisiana law deals with manufacturer liability and consumer rights, especially when it comes to products like mobile homes that have those hidden flaws.
It's a case that every lawyer in Louisiana knows because it really lays out the ground rules for these kinds of disputes.
And it makes you think, doesn't it? How do these principles of Redhibition apply to all those other complicated products we buy? Things like cars, appliances, electronics. And where do we draw the line between protecting consumers and making sure that businesses aren't unfairly burdened? It's a balancing act, and this case gives us a lot to chew on.
A lot to think about, for sure.
Well, that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.